How are you?
Blessed.
There you go. And as we're blessed, I got the wrong stuff here, as these poor people are going to have to put up with me talking fast, but we'll see how they do. Today, we listen to the Transfiguration. And I've been to the place of the Transfiguration, Mount Tabor, up in and outside of Jerusalem. And it's a beautiful place. And first of all, we see how Jesus deals with Old Testament saints. So he gives us the example of talking to saints from his own life. Moses and Elijah, he's talking to. So he has a relationship with the saints of the Old Testament. So we too can have relationships. And that reminded me of the homily yesterday. If you got to watch Justice Scalia's son give his homily for his funeral. And in the beginning, I was listening to it on the radio, and as the beginning, he says, "We're all here for one man." And, you know, he was loved by many, controversial by some, not liked by any. And I'm thinking, oh, you better say Jesus. You better say Jesus. And he says, of course we are here because of Jesus Christ. And I start jumping up and down in the car. I thought, good job, Father Paul. Good job. And then he got this great thing and said, isn't it amazing? So many people have told me what my father, Justice Scalia, has done for them. But we're not here today at this Mass for that. We're going to talk about what Jesus did for him. And it was a great teaching homily for most of the United States who watched that homily and watched that. And as we're sitting there and we listen to the gospel, God the Father looks at us and says, this is my beloved son. Listen to him. So there's two things I want us to take from that. The first thing is it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And I've been rereading a book called Forming Intentional Disciples. And she does a lot of statistics in the beginning of the book. And with millennials, or the most young people, you know, 30s, 20s, 30s in the United States right now, only 30% of people who were raised in the Catholic Church remain Catholic. You got that? Only 30%. So you send your kids to a good Catholic school, you spend lots of money, you send them to a good Catholic high school, spend lots of money. And I experienced this from teaching at a Catholic high school. Only 30% of young people stay in the church. Now, a lot of them go to nun. You know, when you ask what they are, I'm nun. But the other ones go to places where they can have an experience of Jesus Christ and have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because often they have found in the Catholic Church that they have not experienced Jesus here. They've just experienced the ritual, the rules, and what we do instead of relationship. Now, I have been here for 14 years. And I can promise you, I'm sure you've heard once or twice me talk about being in relationship with Jesus Christ. Has that been true? And so it's the most important thing that we are. And the great thing about us is we're the only church perpetual adoration. So that we can have this intimate relationship with Jesus on a physical level. That Christ is physically present to us every week when we go to Mass and when we spend time to him in the adoration chapel. So we are talking great about this personal relationship with Jesus. More personal than any other church can have that's not Catholic, because they don't have the Eucharist. They can enter into a spiritual relationship with Jesus, but they cannot enter into a physical relationship with Jesus the way we do. This very day at Mass, when you and I receive him, we become who we eat. Jesus and I become one. There's nothing greater that will ever happen to us. So the first thing I want to say to you is, I want you, most of you here, I'm hoping, that you have a relationship with Jesus. And if not, then what are you going to do to get there? Huh? Again, as I did this parish mission in Sellersville, Pennsylvania this week, I told them, as I clearly say here 1,000 times, going to Mass on Sunday will never give you a relationship with Jesus Christ. It just won't. It's not enough. You need to spend time with Jesus every day. You know, and again, we cannot take this for granted in the Catholic Church or no churches. You know, the woman who wrote the book interviewed people all around the United States and people that were involved in their churches and that. And she interviewed someone who was like the head of the Rosary Altar Society in that parish for 20 years. And she says to her, "Tell me about your prayer life and your relationship with Jesus." And a woman says, "I don't have one." "Huh?" She says, "Oh, come on, you gotta pray every once in a while, don't you? When I go to Mass on Sunday, that's about it." And she says, "You've been in charge of a ministry for 20 years and you don't pray and don't have a relationship?" "Well, I go to Mass on Sunday." But see, that's not the question. Are you in relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you know that he's alive? And the only way to know that is to spend time with him. And when we spend time with him, it comes to the second part of the homily, is we got to do as God commands us. And what does he command us to do today? One person maybe? This is my beloved son. Listen to him. Thank you for the two people that paid attention to the gospel today. How can we be in relationship with Jesus when we don't even listen to the readings because we're in la-la land thinking of everything else? Something has to happen in our lives that Jesus is the most important thing, person in my life. And if he's not, I've been wasting my time coming to church. Wasting my time. Until we come into a relationship with Jesus Christ, none of this matters. It just doesn't matter. You and I must be in relationship with Jesus. You and I must surrender our hearts and our lives to him. You and I must listen to him every day and then do as he tells us, because then Jesus is the Lord of our life. He's in charge of every part of our life. If not, we're just coming and going through the motions. We're no different than pagans, but we happen to go to church on Sunday. Jesus wants a relationship with you, and he died to prove it. And if you're already in a relationship with Jesus, as many of you are thinking, "Father, why are you telling me this for? I already know Jesus." Good. Then you get to know him more. For Lent, I did a lot of things, but one of the times I extended my holy hour, I need to spend more time with Jesus. Why? Because of all these years listening to him, I need to listen more. And I'll only listen more if I sit there longer. So if you're in a relationship, good. Let it grow. Spend more time listening to Jesus than you do watching television. And then you'll see your heart, your relationship, and your life grow. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.